producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you guys have been kind of shy today about phone calls, but we have the better part of an hour together, so if there's something on your mind, give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. I, you know, try to uphold my promises. If I say I'll do something, I'll do it. And I had mentioned that I was going to tell you about the upcoming Broadway season, but I just got so involved in telling you about the four plays that I didn't really get a chance to do it. So I thought, because we've got Bradley Cooper coming, Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, Blythe Danner, Kieran Culkin, Michael Cera. So lots of folks coming. It's only a play. Starts October 9th with Megan Mullally, F. Murray Abraham, and Stockard Channing. So that's pretty cool. A nervous playwright awaiting opening night. It was written in 1982, so you may have seen it. And a huge portion of these are revivals. But revivals seem to do very well on Broadway. They're already proven, right, that this is a play that people actually like. And you know, that's a pretty star-studded cast, which is really this season seems to be star-studded cast of revivals. Edward Albee's A Delicate Balance, which hasn't been seen in 20 years here, but again, wait to hear this cast. Glenn Close, John Lithgow, Martha Plimpton, and Bob Balaban. That's November 20th. You Can't Take It With You. I actually was in You Can't Take It With You. I played Penny. This was 30 years ago. This opens the end of September. James Earl Jones. It's also got Christine Nielsen, Elizabeth Ashley, Marklin Baker, Reg Rogers, and Rose Byrne. I think it's Rose Byrne's Broadway debut. The Real Thing, the Tom Stoppard play, which is done again in the 80s. It's got Cynthia Nixon, who was actually in the original as well as this one. The Elephant Man, it's got Bradley Cooper in it, which should be interesting. Also, Patricia Clarkson and Anthony Heald, who used to be on Broadway all of the time, so that'll be good. First time in decades that they'll be back. A.R. Gurney, whom I mentioned earlier, did the Wayside Motor Inn, has got Love Letters coming back. And I've seen Love Letters a bunch of times, as you may recall. Actors love it because you basically don't have to do you don't have to memorize anything, right? You've got two actors, one male and one female, on stage who read love letters back and forth to each other for the entire time. It's got a rotating cast, Brian Dennehy, Mia Farrow, and Carol Burnett. Starts September 13th. I think I'm seeing Brian Dennehy and Mia Farrow. That should be kind of interesting. On the Town starts October 16th. Well, don't know anything about that yet. Sideshow, which was didn't do terribly well. It was here in 1997. Didn't do very well then. I remember liking it, but it's about co-joined twins. I don't know, one of those things that maybe it's a little hard to get into. Sting is, remember at the Tonys, he did some of his new musical, The Last Ship. Well, that starts October 22nd with Joe Mantella directing. It's Sting's Childhood Experiences, The English Seafaring Town of Wallsend, and The Young Man Who Longs to Escape the Town. Okay, we've got a composer who did Bridges of Madison County, and even people who didn't like Madison County liked the music, and he's doing a new show called Honeymoon in Vegas, based on the 1992 film. Remember? That was Nicolas Cage, James Caan, and Sarah Jessica Parker. So this one we've got Rob McClure, Tony Danza, and Bryn O'Malley. No, we'll see. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which was a 2003 mystery novel and did very well in London. Alexander Sharp plays Christopher, the hyper-intelligent teen at the center of the action. That opens, I don't know what's going on with my mouth, October 5th. On the River, which it's the same author who did Jerusalem, Hugh Jackman, right? A thriller about a recluse in a remote cabin and a missing woman. Opens November 16th. Country House, Blythe Danner, all right? And Disgraced, about race and identity among Muslim Americans, won the Pulitzer in 2013. And it gets its Broadway debut the day before my birthday. All right, so there we go. So a lot of Broadway. Lots of, as I said, almost without exception, revivals with very well-known people in it. So it should be an interesting season. And part of it is that Broadway, it's just so expensive to mount anything on Broadway. And there have certainly been a number of things that have done very well that were new. But by and large, the things that do best are ones that are already proven. Let's say that Peace of My Heart, if you haven't seen it, is an off-Broadway, is off-Broadway, and it's closing in a week or so. So if you're going to be around, I'd go see it. The Burt Burns story, whom I didn't know anything about, who wrote Hang on Sloopy, among other things. So who knew? Maybe you did. Let's see. Jersey Boys is a perennial favorite. Kinky Boots was a new play based on a documentary and was also a feature film at one point. So, but the things that have done the best, Pippin is a revival. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder did great, and that was a new play. But by and large, things that that do the best with the least kind of nail biting seem to be revivals. So good. But look, if you're gonna come to New York, plan to go and see a play. You know, it's a worthwhile thing to do. It is not inexpensive, although you can stand in line at TKTS, which is right out of in Times Square. And that's kind of an experience in and of itself. On day of performances, you can get half price tickets plus a service fee, which I think is about $250. It used to be that you had to have cash, which was in the bad old days, which is a lot more just a lot less convenient. Now you can use credit cards and stuff like that. And people talk in line, and it's just whatever's available. But quite often there's a lot of stuff available, and everybody chats about what they want to see. And it's a great deal. It's a great price. And it's a very New York experience. So if you're going to come to New York, I mean, look, I love movies, as you know, but you can see movies any place. If you can come and see live theater, because it's a once in a lifetime event, that it just that experience of being in the theater with that person that night, that cast that night, is just happens at once. And granted, it's the same play and the same cast, but once in a lifetime experience. Speaking of which, Hedwig is now has been Neil Patrick Harris. As I said, I've seen this three play. I've actually seen it four times with all three of the characters. I have not seen Andrew Rannells, who was in Book of Mormon, but apparently he's very good as well. And Lena Hall, who won a Tony, is also still in it. So check out drjoy.com or get yourself a list of playbills or something and see what's around and go see a play. I mean, look, as I said, I love movies, but the thing about movies is they're static, right? They're going to be the same every time you see them, and you can rent them and you can download them and you can go see them three or four times. There's something magical about the theater, and I know it's a lot more expensive, but especially the off-Broadway stuff is quite often a great deal. And one of the things about being in this city is that there's a huge, deep talent pool. But go stand in line for TKTS and get half-price tickets day of performance. And it used to be that you could come to the World Trade Center on Friday afternoon and get Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening, or Sunday matinee. And then you could do it at the Seaport, but the World Trade Center isn't quite up and running yet. South Street Seaport got nailed by Sandy, so it's not as convenient to blitz an entire weekend of theater. But I'm sure all of that will be available eventually. All right. So in the meantime, go and stand at TKTS. You'll have a great time. They'll pass out menus. There are jugglers, and you'll feel like you're part of the New York experience. So go see a play, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In see, that's what we do. We call 855-993-7569. All right, Janine, my dear. I didn't want to just, we needed to take a break there. I just want to make sure that we're, oops, did I just hang up on somebody? I hope I didn't.
No, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, good. All right, so are we okay on this?
Yeah, I want a healthy perspective on things. I want to be coming from a place where I can sleep at the end of the day. Whatever the outcome is, I want to come from a place of love with an open heart. I don't want to come from
tell me what this issue is.
Place.
Okay, because it sounds to me that we've got a bunch of issues. One is you've got a best friend who's got a husband with whom you don't get along very well, and that's not unusual. And the reason it's not unusual is that he may feel, I mean, she may say things like, and as women, we've all done this. First of all, one of the things we do as women is we complain about our husbands to our best friend. Never a very good idea, but we all do it. And so then our women friends are not very predisposed to our guys because we say, well, I can't believe he forgot my birthday, or, you know, that he said I was fat, or that my butt looked big in those pants. So we all do it. But bad idea. If you're going to complain to somebody that either doesn't know your husband, or write it down in a book, or complain to somebody that already hates your husband and is never going to have anything to do with him. Don't do it to your best friend if you want her to like him, because she won't. That's number one. So that's your issue. And all of us do it. Number two, mostly our guys know that we do this. And so they have the sense that our best friend know things about our relationship, especially our sex life, that they would just assume nobody knew. So they're predisposed to be kind of hostile toward us. Third of all, there's sometimes some kind of sexual tension between our best friends and our guys because we spend a lot of time together, and so we need, and that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just something to be aware of and to be a little careful about. Number four, though, it sounds to me that part of what you got going on here is a bit of defensiveness about that whole issue of circumcision. And that's not their issue. That's yours. And you need to look at that. Do you know why you decided, and maybe one of the, why did you decide to not have your son circumcised?
Because the doctor said it wasn't medically necessary.
Okay.
So we followed the doctor's orders, you know.
Well, that wasn't the doctor's orders. That was the doctor's suggestion.
Direction, yeah. No, but we felt confident. We did a lot of research, and I have no regrets about it.
Well, but it sounds to me you are a little defensive about it, because if somebody said, wow, you're really letting his hair grow, he looks like a girl, you probably would laugh it off. Or, wow, you know, he had such beautiful curls, I can't believe you gave him a buzz cut. What's he got, lice or something? I mean, very likely that you're going to be a lot less defensive about that than this issue. So part of that, kiddo, is you just being aware that in a society where, and I don't know in your particular community or your particular state or whatever what the statistics are, but I think in America the statistics are like 90% of American males, and I don't know what it is for Canada, are circumcised. So, and it's one of those things that goes through various kind of ebbs and flows about whether it's considered okay or not okay and yada yada. But just be aware that it's certainly your decision. At this moment, at some point, it probably is your son's, but not for a fairly long time. But it is, to a certain extent, going against the social norm. I'm not trying to convince you to do it or not do it. I'm just saying you need to be aware of that and not become overly defensive about it and just understand what your own thinking is. So someone can't, like you hear all the time on this program, somebody can't push a button that you don't have. So you need to make sure you don't have that button. And with respect to your friend, again, just throw it out. If somehow your husband had gotten in a beef with her and she said, you want to come apple picking with us, you'd say, you know, it's my, you know, my kid's birthday party. And she might say, well, then why didn't you propose another date? I can't believe you did. So the friendships are like any other intense relationships. They hit speed bumps sometime. And what you need to decide is how important this relationship is to you and what you're willing to do to kind of make things okay. But
right.
And what I'm saying to you, just between the two of us, is that you are not without some responsibility in this. That, and again, not to dump on you, but to make it easier for you to process this as opposed to feel like, I can't believe these jerks. Because you probably should have, number one, that you've got that button about circumcision. I know that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? You've got that circumcision button on you. Doesn't sound nice at all, but you do, all right? Number two, that you probably should have been clear with with Henry, he's now become Henry, earlier on. You let it go too long. And number three,
right. Oh, yeah.
You overreacted to your friend in that she wasn't doing anything to hurt you. She felt caught at very worst between a rock and a hard place, between you and her husband. And that happens. And what we do is we cut people slack. We don't make them feel worse about their decision because, if nothing else, it doesn't buy us anything. I mean, it's not like it got you anything. But she's going to say, you're right, I married a jerk. Let's be friends forever. And you don't want that either. So...
Right.
And also that sort of subtext issue as women, that we need to be careful that we're not undermining our friends' marriages. And one of the things to say is, so when she comes, if she comes to you and says, you know, I can't believe Henry's such a jerk. You know, he didn't put the seat down on the toilet, and you know, he gave me a broom for my birthday. What you can say is, darling, if you want me to like Henry, don't tell me awful stuff about him. Because when you're happy with him, I don't hear from you. And when you're unhappy, I hear from him. And, of course, I'm your friend, so I want to go and sort of read him the riot act. That doesn't do us any good. So maybe what we should do is practice saying nice things about our spouses and find something, you know, have a nasty book where we write down all the things we don't like and then we burn it or flush it or bury it or something it. Because, I mean, so what I'm giving you is a context, Janine, to figure out your own anger. And if this is an important relationship, to not jettison it. Okay? Because a 15-year-old friendship is hard to replicate.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. You really helped me get to the root of things.
Okay, good. All righty?
Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Shane. So last week, my producer's name was Sean. It's not easy going from a Sean to a Shane.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. It's a Shane. No, that was wrong. It was very wrong on my part.
Dr. Shane, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of Shane. All right, so here we go. You had something that you wanted to bring to my attention as well about Ray Rice.
Yes, you know? Yeah. Apparently Ray Rice is in the news again. For listeners who don't know, Ray Rice is NFL football player, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, and he's been in some trouble, obviously, because he has had some issues with domestic violence, and is suspended for a few games. But apparently, a new video has surfaced. This is kind of breaking news today.
Where did the video come from, do we think?
Apparently, it was a surveillance video in an elevator, and apparently he is shown in the video punching his fiance, who is now his wife, but at the time was his fiance, and it just kind of brings up the question of what should be done about this. You know, obviously there's an issue there with domestic violence in athletes, so.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right. We were talking about things that make you laugh, and this doesn't make you laugh at all. But as you know, one of the deals about the program is no matter what it is that we think we're talking about, when somebody has something urgent they want to talk about, and today the urgent thing was Shane. He said, can we talk about this a little bit? And Ray Rice has been suspended for two games for domestic violence. But there's a new video that was done in an elevator that TMZ apparently put up where, I mean, so first of all, this is a troubled relationship. And it looks like she slaps him, which is not okay. It's not okay for women to slap men anymore. But what we're talking about here is a significant difference in... and it's not even clear that she slapped him. It's just that there's some physicality certainly between the two of them, and it's not okay for her to do that either, admittedly. But then he decks her in the elevator, and she's unconscious. He drags her out of the elevator. He's basically doesn't and drags her out face first, and it seems like his major concern is just letting the elevator door close. Pulls off her shoe, doesn't lean down to say if she's okay. She's basically her underwear is exposed. I mean, this and but you know what? The woman married him. That whole issue. And I'm on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence. And as I said to Shane, the only trouble I've really ever gotten to on the air was having to do with domestic violence of a woman who called up and asked for my help and then called up and reported back that he'd actually physically assaulted her. And I said, you have to get out, except I used an unfortunate term. And which, you know, look, I'm a pro. I've been doing this since God's dog was a puppy. And I shouldn't have done it. And we got not only did we get letters of complaint from listeners, but a huge amount of support. I went on the air immediately after it. I mean, I took a break and then we went back and I apologized because I should not have done it. That there are certain words that one does not say on the air. And it's not that we don't know the words. It's not that you folks haven't used them. It's not that you may even assume that I used them off the air. But the point is that that's part of my job of trying to communicate without offense or without that I have a bully pulpit, right? And I don't want you to feel that you can't trust what I say or that I'm going to do something that, I mean, I think I'm certainly entitled to my opinion, as are you, but I need to express it in a manner that's respectful of your sensibilities, as you are respectful of mine. And then I almost never have to bleep anybody who calls because you guys are just as respectful of me and my sensibilities in the audience as I am of you. So I owe the audience an apology and made it. So this is something that I feel strongly about. But he was suspended for two games. And this was before this video came out. And I think the Shane's question is, look, if the NFL can threaten to take away a team from an owner for saying something vaguely racist, and there's no, in a private conversation, don't they have more of an obligation to at least set a standard that said, this is criminal behavior?
Mm-hmm.
And by not saying anything, do they not create an atmosphere that says, boys will be boys, these guys are big and they don't know their own strength, and gee, women can be really irritating. Are they not sending a message? And that was, it seemed to me, the whole point of the Donald Sterling thing, of saying, sending a message that, you know, that we're a racist organization. Well, hell, if you can send a message, if you can take away somebody's team for sending a message, which I agree was racist, I have some issues about the fact that it was a private conversation, but nevertheless, where's the obligation about something about a player who has beaten the daylights out of somebody? And I mean, he literally could have killed her. And is there not some message that should be sent? And as we know, that football players in this society are viewed as sports figures in general as heroes. And this has been one of those issues that's been part of the NFL for as long as probably the NFL's been around, including OJ, and long before before OJ's trial. I lived in San Francisco when OJ was there, and it was a very well-known sort of admitted-to secret that he was violent toward women. So, but it was tolerated. He was a superstar. You know, he had all these commercials, and obviously the violence doesn't de-escalate, and doesn't the NFL have some responsibilities? And if they can say Donald Sterling should have to sell his team because he said something that reflects badly on the league, what about this dude knocking mm-hmm. his girlfriend unconscious and dragging her out of an elevator?
Well, and I even saw apparently the Ravens made a tweet after this stuff first started coming out saying, quote, Jenea Rice says she deeply regrets the role that she played the night of the incident. You know, I mean, isn't that ridiculous? I mean,
yeah, let's blame the victim.
Yeah, right, you know.
Now, look, and as I said, I think she is not completely blameless in this. And her hitting him isn't okay either, and she probably needs to be in anger management or therapy and you know, saying, how could you marry some guy who beat you unconscious in an elevator?
Right.
That's her issue. And if I were her therapist, I would be dealing with her about that and hopefully not dropping the nasty word, but trying to make the comment of, what are you doing here? But the point being, why is, and somehow the NFL deciding that they're going to tweet her saying, gee, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
what,
of course, this was
that about?
When the story first broke, before this particular video came out. But yeah, I mean, just it's kind of this, you know, turn it around on the victim as so not to hurt our hero here, you know, and
our franchise.
Yeah, our franchise, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty sickening, really.
Well, he's previously said that Rice entered a pretrial intervention program in May. Under the program, he won't be prosecuted, and the charges will be expunged after 1 year. Let me tell you, somebody else who wasn't playing for the NFL, let me tell you, that is not what would happen.
Yep.
He said his actions were inexcusable, and he and his wife are in counseling. My job is to lead my family. My job is to lead my wife. My job is to lead in whatever I do. And if I'm not being the example, then my family crumbles. Does that sound like an apology to you?
Not me, I guess. What do you think?
I think that it may be time to set, you know, that somehow the NFL, I have said before, with respect to other issues, that I don't think football as it's now played will be played in this country in 15 years. It's just too violent.
Yeah.
And what I said, and my basis for saying that was on the basis of the head injuries, the brain injuries. It just, that even, and not only in professional, but in college and high school. It's just,
right.
There's too much danger. The guys are too big. It's too fast. The ground is too unforgiving. And is it worth really jarring somebody's brain? Every time your head hits the back, your brain hits the back of your skull. It's called counter-coup. You're killing brain cells. And is it really worth it? Is there not another game that we can play? And saying, well, we're making the helmets better. No, it's not. But so we've got this one whole issue that's the violence of the game itself. But then we've got this subsidiary issue that's not all that subsidiary about the violence of the players outside of the game. And there, it's been one of those sort of not very well hidden secrets that it is. It's there. It's tolerated. It's tolerated on the high school level. It's tolerated on the college level. And it's tolerated on the professional level. And what does it mean to have a sport that says winning is important, we don't care what you do, and the fact that you may give somebody, you may paralyze somebody permanently, eh. And the fact is that same violence is being used off the air, or off the game, out of the arena. I don't know. And again, the hypocrisy about the Donald Sterling and Ray Rice seems to me that the divide is huge. And there was another owner over the weekend who made offensive comments, and they're talking about him having to sell his shares. I don't know. I think they're so. Listen, we did we put this up on Facebook?
Yeah. I'm not
what,
sure.
What do you think? What do you think should happen, and why?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. I just said, you know, what how would you solve?
Okay.
The
great.
Problem. You know.
Yeah. Great. And also you can call. We don't have a huge amount of time today. Tomorrow we're very likely going to look at the i6. So if any of you are already queued up in line to buy the i6, I want to know why.
There's some serious hype there, isn't there?
I know. I'll tell you, I would not buy a new phone in its first days. But then I'm not a techno geek. Although I'm, as Shane can tell you, I'm kind of a little bit of a techno geek. For a girl, I'm a techno geek. I guess. That sounds racist or sexist or something. Anyway, I'm not technophobe, let's at least put it that way. All right, we come back, either talk with me about Ray Rice, or we'll do a little bit more about humor. You can call me.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, so we don't have a huge amount of time here, so Sheena and I decided that we talked a lot about Ray Rice, and we got a huge number of phone calls. We also got a bunch of people who wanted to respond to us on Facebook, and so we thought we'd finish out that program today, because I think that story is about to be gone until he reapplies. Which it sounds like he will, and it sounds like he'll be reinstated.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sort of adds to the overall kind of bad taste that that this is sort of a chauvinistic, greedy organization mm-hmm. that really doesn't doesn't watch out for the welfare of the families, doesn't watch out for the welfare of the reputation, and in the long run doesn't watch out for the welfare of the players.
The players, right. That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I'm an NFL fan, I'm a football fan, and this really bothers me. It really does.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what we got.
Let's see. We've got a lot of people saying that that Goodell should be fired.
Yeah, I think there's no question, but I'm surprised. I expected that to happen today. So.
I did, too, and I'm very surprised it hasn't happened, and I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, he may have better contacts than we thought he had.
Maybe so.
A little more politically inclined.
I had heard possibly Condoleezza Rice as a name that came up for that
wow.
position. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So we'll see what's done with that. We've got one person that says one and done, drugs, alcohol, gun charges, etc. So I'm assuming they mean that should be
yep.
be the end. And I agree. I think that with the you know the gun charges, the drugs, alcohol, all that sort of thing too. I mean, besides the assault.
Well, look, you know? You and I could get fired for. I can get fired for what's it called, moral turpitude.
Right.
And basically anybody can define that. And it's not like I can be put on suspicion. I can be fired for it. All right, so that's number
yep,
one.
Yeah.
And so, God forbid, I went to prison.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they'd probably make me be cleaning the bathrooms at every one of my affiliates.
Oh, so. I don't even want to think about that.
Exactly. No, I don't want to think about cleaning anybody's bathroom either, so there we go.
Yeah, my own is bad enough, right?
Yeah, right.
One person, Mary, says, awareness, education, and understanding the dynamics of power and control in the NFL should have mandatory preseason training for this sort of thing by professionals, and I agree with that.
Yeah, as I said, at one point the NFL had sort of talked with me about doing some kind of sensitivity training, including manners and respected women and sort of which fork to use at dinner. And then it all fell apart. They got a different commissioner, and they said, no, anyway.
We have another listener, Catherine, who kind of follows up the sentiments that we had yesterday, that she says, I can't believe she actually stayed with him after this, and also says he needs to be locked up and she needs to learn some self-respect.
Well, you know, complicated issue. But, you know, I think we need to be careful not to blame the victim. And, you know, I think all of us look and say, oh, my goodness. And, again, one of the things that I've said is anybody can get hit once because you just never know till it happens. But once it's happened, it's going to happen again. So what can you do?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Well, more people saying, yeah, that she shouldn't stay with him. I get a kick out of this one, though. One of our listeners, Robert, leave it to a guy, of course, says that Mrs. Rice should learn from Lorena Bobbitt and maybe buy herself an expensive set of Gensu knives, she says. Or he says,
knives,
right?
Yeah, there we go. Well, I'm not sure that that's exactly what makes a huge amount of sense. But what can I tell you?
Probably no better than what he did, I suppose. You know, but yeah, it gets back to that fighting violence with violence thing. Probably. Is
yeah,
not
yeah, not a great idea.
Other than that, just pretty much, you know, the same sentiments. I think everybody's pretty shook up about it, and the people that have seen it, you know, are horrified by it.
Well, it was really interesting. As I said in my little impromptu sort of polling of people yesterday, most of people had not seen the video, which was really interesting. So,
yeah, I think. Seeing the video really
Yeah, well, it was
home,
a different kind
you know?
Of issue, exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Roger Goodell. As I said, I'm surprised he's lasted this long. And the fact that there's sort of, I've already offered the olive branch before any of it happened. I mean, that to me is really, it's really discouraging. Because, you know, they clearly did not make the stand until they were forced to. And then for it to be so namby-pamby is really, in some ways, really disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, and you had said something earlier in the show about supposedly they're saying that they didn't see the video, and that's just really hard for me to believe. I mean, if the law enforcement had access to this, they would imagine they had shown this footage to Goodell, and if they hadn't, then boy, we need to be looking at the law enforcement.
Then he's being it's even stupider that he's saying, I don't want to know. He's sticking his head in the sand.
Right.
So
exactly.
either way, it's irresponsible. Yeah. One's a lie, and the other is sort of a they're both lies. One's commission, one's omission.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing too with this is that I don't think Roger Goodell. has been all that popular as a commissioner of the NFL since he took over a few years ago anyways. Yeah. So this is...
I'd love to see Condoleezza Rice. I think that'd be great.
I do too, yeah.
That'd be fun.
It'd be really interesting to see a female dynamic in there for one thing, and we all know she can lead.
And a woman of color as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Speaking of which, today is Wednesday, as you know. Did you know today is Internet Slowdown Day?
I did. I heard that the stand against
net neutrality,
US, right? Yeah.
The FCC deciding to begin monitoring the internet, which they're going to, folks. I mean, they're going to have to. It's called Team Internet. They want a free and open internet. A free and open internet is like allowing all of us to swear on the air. It's not going to. I mean, it's just not feasible.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Although listen, I'd probably get in a little less trouble. They have till September 15th for everybody to comment on it. But there, so remember, I was talking about the nasty little the spinning pinwheel of death.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Well, there
so
you
apparently
go.
Everything's going to load slow today.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that already too. To be honest with you, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I was having some trouble as well. Of course, with me, I just assume it's me, not the internet.
Exactly. I hear even Netflix was getting in on it. They were going to be slowing down their servers today to kind of push it home.
Dozens of your favorite websites banded together and asked their audience to support the internet slowdown against proposed net neutrality changes.
Well, should get some attention, I would imagine.
It's what the internet will face if the FCC runs out. Oh, please. I mean, look, folks, there's got to be some. Listen, whoever hacked my original website, and started sending obscene messages to everyone, folks, that's not very nice. Plus, trying to change your website, tell me about that. Your Facebook page, you're lost. I know, I'm whining. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.